In this video, we're briefly going to go over one of the most important topics, I think, related to producing content that ranks and sells. And that's simply the art of practicing writing and practicing providing value for others. Any sort of media production, whether it's video, whether it's audio, whether it's writing, and even most forms of art, start with some sort of writing, whether it's personal writing, whether it's instructional writing, whether it's writing out processes, whether it's doing customer service. Everything starts with writing. And this is important to remember because this concept expands far beyond SEO. This is a valuable framework to keep in mind for any form of business on the internet. The more effectively you can write, the more effectively you can sell, the more effectively you can provide value, and ultimately the more effective business you can create, and the more effective impact you can have on people. And so the better you get at writing, the better you get at just about anything else in terms of building a business on the internet. And this is obviously true with SEO and content production. So the ultimate goal is to practice providing value through writing. So it's not enough to simply write and think that it's good enough. You need to focus on making sure that your writing is making an impact on people. And this comes from feedback from other people. People will tell you whether or not your writing is impactful. They'll tell you whether or not what you wrote made a difference to them. They'll let you know whether or not your writing was different or it's something they've never seen before. And that all comes from feedback from other people. And this is why I like Twitter a lot, because it's a way to practice short form writing and it's a way to get quick feedback on your ideas and the way that you write things. Generally speaking, if you are writing things and no one is responding, then it's probably not that interesting, it's probably not that impactful, and it's probably not written in a way that resonates with other people. So Twitter is an awesome feedback engine for productive writing. The most productive writing on Twitter gets shared more, gets liked more, gets engaged with more, and ultimately, the most engaged writing provides the most value on the platform. Just like on Twitter with SEO and producing content on your own website, if the writing that you produce is uninteresting, it's equivalently illegible. If no one actually reads your content, then it's basically illegible. No one read it. And that means that your content is also unlinkable. You're not going to be able to build backlinks because nobody will think that you're providing any value. And ultimately, writing that is not read has no value. And so it's worth it to increase your efforts to provide value through your writing, because if you're simply just spending time writing and not actually providing any value, then your writing is not going to be read, and your writing is not going to make an impact, and your SEO efforts will be fruitless because you are not going to be able to build links, and you're not going to be able to build domain authority, and ultimately, over time, you're not going to be able to convert traffic into customers to help grow your business. What I want you to get out of this video is that it takes time to learn how to communicate clearly through writing, to learn how to educate people properly, to learn how to educate people effectively through writing, to learn how to sell through writing, and ultimately to learn copywriting, which is the art of selling through writing. Your ability to write does not stop here, it actually starts here. There are many different resources, whether it's online, through books, through courses, through YouTube, through any number of media outlets that will teach you how to write. They'll teach you how to sell through writing. It's up to you to practice writing to be able to learn how to communicate clearly through writing. And then through this practice, you will be able to not only grow your traffic, but you'll also grow your business and you'll grow your influence over other people because of your ability to communicate effectively. The basics of online writing is that your writing needs to be concise. Concise writing is impactful. People do not read walls of text. They do not read long, verbose writing unless they are forced to or they need to because there's specific information in there. Generally, when people stumble upon content, if it's not concise, then they're not really going to read it. And similarly with simple language, if the content has flamboyant language that includes a lot of words that they might not know definitions to, then people will stop writing because it's too challenging to read. Shorter paragraphs do better than longer paragraphs on the internet. When people approach long paragraphs, they tend to scroll past and skim. Whereas if the paragraphs are short and impactful, then they will actually read the content and they'll spend the time to actually go through and process everything that they are reading. The writing needs to be engaging. It should be written in a way that leads the reader through your content. It should not be written in a dry way. It should not be written in a way that's hard to get through. room. It should be engaging. You should talk to the reader. You should interact with the reader. You should instruct the reader. And ultimately, you should engage with the reader so that they engage with your content. So just like on Twitter, start small so you can make mistakes. This ties in with the keyword research module and a lot of the different videos in this course, because my advice is to start small. Rather than tackling really difficult keywords with expert guides and long form content, start smaller. Practice with small pieces of content. Practice with really easy keywords, low value keywords that you can use to get signals as to whether or not your writing is effective and your writing is valuable. See if you can build links with this smaller writing. See if you can practice it over time and get a response and feedback from other people. This is going to make you a better writer, and ultimately it's going to make you a better SEO, because your writing will be more effective and you'll be able to use it to grow your traffic and grow your business over time.